Now that we've gotten away from the foundation of the 1-2 and we've elevated ourselves into a functional position, the third gate is a gate that carries with it all kinds of deep, deep significance when it comes to the genetic nature of humanity. The third gate is where genetic inheritance or genetic traits are passed along. And it's one of the most important gates in the conception process of a human being. The third gate is full of many, many mysteries. We know it as something difficult in the way in which we operate through the third gate in the life itself. That is, it is difficulty at the beginning. It is a very powerful, generative energy. And it often leads to a great deal of confusion because it is the energy to mutate, yet it is the energy to mutate without a necessary structure, the structure lying in its harmonic, the 60th gate. And just in saying that, please understand that if we're in step 54, the 60 is a long ways away. As a matter of fact, the joke is that you don't even begin to see what the structure is until you get to the end. I mean, the whole thing about mutation is that the mutation takes place in the end. Oh, there's a starting place, and here's our starting place. The very beginning of the whole mutative process of what it is to be humanity is here in the third gate. You see, the one and the two are nothing until there's three. I mean, nothing. I mean, this is the whole thing about being a species. If you can't make more, you die off. It's as simple as that. And we, the great killer monkeys, are better at killing them than they are at killing us, and so we've done very well. But please understand that right from the beginning, the most important thing is that we are able to reproduce, that we are able to procreate. But more important than that, in order to satisfy the yang and in order to satisfy the yin, we have to pass on their genetic material. So in the end, whatever their life happens to be, the next life seems to have some value. My children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, so forth and so on down the road. So it's one of the jokes, is that when you take one and two and suddenly you have three, what you have is sex at the very beginning of the whole mutative process. One of the most interesting things is that where we're going to is the end of sex. You know, we're about to enter into a time in which there's enormous changes that are going to take place in sexuality and fertility and all of these things. It's part of the cycle that we're entering into. And remember that this has been a game played out. The yin has never needed the yang, as much as the yang would like to claim otherwise. They have never needed the yang. This is part of a binary experiment. And at the end of the game, at the end of the game, the sexuality and the bonding as we know it is going to disappear. So in the beginning, what it means is that if you're going to be a biological species, that your primary responsibility is to procreate. If you're not going to be a biological species, then it doesn't matter. That's a mystery in itself. Right now, we're a biological species. And if you're a biological species, the only thing that matters is you keep on making more, which is what we happen to be very good at. So when they were thrown out of the Garden of Eden, they were told to go out there and multiply. You know? Nobody said go out and have a good life. Nobody said go out and have fun. You know, they said, go out there and multiply. I mean, that's our anthem. See, I'm always astonished at how serious people take the thin, thin veneer and patina of civilization and assume that that's what we are. The passenger consciousness in a human being, the passenger consciousness is sort of civilized, but the body is not. And the body is the life. And this body says, I need to make more. And once I've made more, I'm going to have to work like a dog to make sure that it can make more. So that it can work like a dog to make sure that it can make more. And so forth and so on for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So in the beginning is the law. And the law is, it takes two to tango, and if we don't tango, we don't survive. Right from the beginning. And of course, therein lies the problem. At least for human beings and how they live out their lives. We cannot separate what is the basic program of what it is to be an animal. A reproductive animal. We cannot do anything about the hormones or lack of them, the pheromones or lack of them. We can't do anything about all of that because all of that is in the mix and we are trapped in that no matter what our consciousness says. Our bodies say something else. So in the beginning, the difficulty at the beginning is not the difficulty of how to make love. It isn't. That comes natural to us. The difficulty is what that leads to. See, if you've got a species like us with this funny neocortex, you're going to take 7 years of nurturing just to make sure that the offspring can survive. The difficulty at the beginning is not making love, but it's staying with somebody to raise the result. And as we well know, that's one of the most difficult things for modern human beings to be able to do.